Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
In the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of our New Testaments, there is recorded the words of Jesus spoken on this occasion. If you will, picture people coming and surrounding Jesus. A large gathering of people have come. The reason is because Jesus has been healing many folks who were ill, and the news of his healing spread, so folks would come from long distances to Jesus. Many were coming for the physical healing that he could give to them through his miraculous powers. Matthew tells us in the last verse of the 4th chapter, large crowds from Galilee and the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan had followed him. If Jesus were here on this earth today working his miraculous powers to heal the infirmities of people, there is no doubt in my mind that multitudes would gather around him. If I was suffering with illness and disease, I know I'd want to go and find healing. That is natural, to want to be healthy. So it was that many people came to Jesus seeking physical blessings. But Jesus didn't just come to cure the lepers, or to open blind eyes, or to make the lame walk. He came to bring spiritual healing to the sin-diseased souls of men. He came to heal us spiritually.
Boom, 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 boom.
Up on the Isle of Patmos, a man was cast one day. As he was left alone to die, he began to pray. The Holy Ghost fell on him, the Spirit, he came down. Well, he began to write about the things he saw. The Revelator's name was John.
Talking about John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher. It was John the Revelator. He wrote about the city of God. While in the Spirit praying, John turned around to see if the voice he had heard was what it seemed to be. Just like the many waters, a great trumpet sound. Well, he said, I am the first and last. The Revelator wrote it down.
Talking about John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator. He wrote about the city of God.
I said it was John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator, he wrote about the city of God.
I'm talking about John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator, and when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator, he wrote about the city of God.
God.
So Matthew has a crowd of people gathered around Jesus, following him. Some have been touched by his power and they were healed. Others were probably waiting for an opportunity to be healed. Looking across this crowd of people, Jesus breaks from his attending to the physical needs of people and begins to teach them, so that they can be spiritually healed as well. Let me read the words of Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Matthew goes on to tell us that his disciples came near and Jesus began to teach them. If you're familiar with this section of Matthew's gospel account, you know that Jesus addressed many subjects. He began by sharing those infamous Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And from these beginning words, Jesus goes on to describe the attitude and the behavior of those who would be his disciples. He labels all his followers as salt and light. Jesus desires that his disciples influence the world to glorify God the Father. And then he gives his followers guidelines as to how to live lives that will be shining lights for God. Jesus demands of his disciples a righteousness that exceeds those of the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. He called his followers to be more than technically law keepers. He said, "The law of Moses commands, 'Do not murder,' but I tell you, don't be angry with your brother. The law of Moses also says, 'Do not commit adultery,' but I tell you, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And Jesus shares several more such commands where he calls disciples to live by the spirit of the law. Further instructions in his Sermon on the Mount are about prayer, fasting, giving to the poor, trusting God, not worrying, not judging others, but rather preparing ourselves to help others. I would draw our attention to the conclusion of the Lord's message. In chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." This passage of Scripture makes it plain that we cannot just adopt a faith in Christ and seek its blessings without taking it into our lives and living by it. We have to let the cross make a difference in our lives. Jesus conducted this sermon from the mountainside with his final instruction was, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew, beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Well, we are either a wise or foolish builder in our lives today. And it hinges upon whether or not we apply the teachings of Christ to our lives. If we are wise, we have opened our hearts and our minds to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. We mold our life by what he says. We live by his will. We build our lives upon the truths, upon the principles, the moral teachings that Jesus brought into this world. And he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. If you have not made such an application of Christ's teachings, do not be like the man without a foundation for his house any longer, and build your life upon the rock of ages, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all.
Jesus, be Jesus in me. Jesus, be Jesus in me.
I empty my cup of all that I hold, and I lay it at your feet. My life is yours. Please take control. Fill me and make me complete.
Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer me, but thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me. Jesus in me. No longer me, but thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.